Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert. This Q box is actually a follow-up to a newsletter that I sent out yesterday that sparked a lot of attention. My copycat update talking about Joe Jack the Hack. I'm not going to get into the plagiarizing stuff right off the bat because I don't want to beat a dead horse. You already know about that. You read the newsletter. You listened to my copycat series. What I'm getting ready to get into right now is about the question that I got mainly in all of the emails, the voicemails, I talked to a lot of people this morning. The question was, what's really the big difference between all of the cash gifting programs that are sitting in the marketplace right now? Now, two things. Number one, I've already started a dialogue at www.thecashgiftingexpert.com. I started a dialogue there through a blog. I'm basically going to try and download the past 9 years to you of only doing cash gifting, my own experience, and how I got to be the guy when it comes to cash gifting. What I'm going to talk about right now in this Q box is basically, again, that question, what's really the big difference between all of these cash gifting programs, including EchoSolve? What's really the big difference between all of these cash gifting programs? One thing you got to know up front, anybody, and I mean anybody, can start a cash gifting program. Anybody can start a cash gifting website. I can give my 10-year-old son a laptop and say, hey, copy daddy's website, and more so, copy daddy's website word for word, and he can do it. Your 80-year-old grandmother with bad knees can start a website. I mean, the software is what, $99? And what, you go to someone's website and you copy and you paste? Anyone can do that. But here is the big difference. Here's where it gets serious. Do you actually think that I lasted only doing cash gifting and making millions of dollars over the past 9 years because I was a hack who copycatted off of someone else? If that was the only way I could survive, I can tell you now, I wouldn't have lasted past a couple of years probably. But the reason why I lasted 9 years is because of two things. Number one, when I pioneered the whole cash gifting movement of bringing it into the light, there were already people who were trying to do it. So I knew the concept already. I didn't come up with the concept of cash gifting. It already existed. What I did was I put style to it. I put flair to it. I gave it my original identity and creativity. That's what I brought to it. And see, without having that evil genius, you know, so to speak, behind the scenes dreaming up the next step for the business year after year after year, then guess what? It wanes. It fails by the wayside. You're not going to see it anymore, which is why you see these guys. They come up with a website. They copycat someone. They're up 2 or 3 months, and then you don't see them anymore, you know? Or what happens is they try to introduce a product because they get caught out there by some agency, just like PAS did. I'm pretty sure you know about that, Prosperity Automated System. They just got shut down by the feds a few months ago, right? That's what usually happens. And the second thing is that if you don't have the proper legal structure behind you and you are running a cash gifting program inside of the United States, it's instant death of the program. Instant. Because this is what's going to happen. They're going to fly under the radar for a few months. As soon as it kind of, you know, catches on, because number one, it's modeled after something else like EchoSolve that's already popular, right? And they get some people in, and then as soon as they get some disgruntled person that doesn't get rich in 30 days, what are they going to do? Report them to who? The FTC, the Attorney General, and if the program is using bank wires, they're going to get reported to the FBI. As soon as that happens, the program is shut down. Servers is closed. People are getting cease and desist letters. People are getting questioned and may be even jailed because of it. If you don't have the proper legal structure in place, you are dead in the water. Because people are asking, well, Q, doesn't it piss you off that people do that? Hey, competition is good. You're going to have pirates on the internet who are going to copy you. The reason why I don't worry about it because I already know these guys are fly by night. They're up for a quick buck. They're going to fly under the radar for a few months. As soon as they get a cease and desist letter, they're going to shut the servers down. You're not going to be able to find them, or they're going to try to introduce a product, then it's going to suck, and nobody's going to want to do it anymore, and then guess what? They're going to come right back to the original. Again, people, I've been doing this for 9 years. When I see people copycat me like that, I don't change the game. I invented it. I pioneered the whole thing. These guys are watching me. They're on my newsletter. They watch every single newsletter that I send out, and they steal the content. If I took my program, if I took Echosoft out of the marketplace, these guys couldn't even survive, because once the original ideas are now gone and they can't dream them up on their own, then guess what? They don't have anything. There's no franchise. There's nothing to buy into. There's no genius behind the system building content. There's no ads that to put out that people are going to buy into. There's nothing to you know, build that buzz around the program. And then behind all of that fluff that they put out in the front, guess what? Again, if you don't have that proper legal structure behind all of that, and you're running the program inside the United States, you're dead in the water. See, people, what I'm doing right now, number one, I have a legal team on salary. I have one that's offshore. I have one that's onshore. If I have a legal issue, it's handled with them. Within 9 years, there has never been one incident where any one of my members ever had to step foot in a courtroom, period. In 9 years, there's never been an issue where we have received a cease and desist letter. No contact with attorney generals, no contact with the FBI or any kind of agency because of one thing. I know what the hell I'm doing. When I started this thing, it was never to copycat someone and make a quick buck for a few months. I took this thing serious from the very beginning. When everybody else treated it as a game, I saw it as my comeback. I took it serious. I brought this thing to the light and showed people that it was okay to put out full-page ads. And see, then you had a bunch of these pirates trying to copycat me but not knowing all of the structure that went behind it. See, they just think it's a website. That's what they think it is. They just think it's a newsletter. But this is what happens after you join the copycats, and then after a while you start talking to these guys and you notice that they really don't have a clue as to what the hell is really going on. And then you get a cease and desist letter, and you're calling these guys, you're all frantic. What do I do? I got a cease and desist letter, the attorney general, and you know, these people are calling me, and I got a mail, I got something in the mail from this agency, and then guess what happens? You can't even get these guys on the phone. Why? They don't have a legal team. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just trying to make some money, and that's it. But when you're doing something like this, you have to have a legal team, and not some fly-by-night legal team. You got to have a firm that knows what the hell they're doing. That's the bottom line. So if you want to look at all these different cash gifting programs, and that's great that you're going to do that before you make a decision, never jump on the first thing you see. Ascertain the facts, you know, check some other stuff out. But another thing you're going to notice, this Joe Jack the Hack, if you look at their program where they totally plagiarized my overnight money download, even to the point where they want to put an audio in there after so many number of pages to try to explain things like I do, and it's pathetic. It's totally pathetic. I mean, I talked to so many people this morning, and we just laughed about it, that you have these guys who can't survive in a marketplace, not unless they steal. And then now the people who are looking at them, they're coming back to me like, you, honestly, I had three people this morning that wanted to throw $7,000 in my face after just looking at that stuff, saying, Q, listen, I've been on your newsletter for 2.5 years. Yeah, I saw that garbage that these guys got out, but listen, I'm ready to join. And I said, listen, Don't join yet. I know you're all excited. You're pumped up. You saw this stuff. But listen, you've been on my newsletter for 2.5 years. But, you know, I think you really need to go back and review some information, review my Q-Box some more stuff because you haven't looked at it in a while. I mean, I have people wanting to throw me money. The money is not even the issue, okay? I've made my mark in the marketplace already. I'm a brand. I'm not going anywhere. These guys are looking for a quick buck. People know that. And when they see them copycatting, they lose all credibility, if any. I mean, looking at that website, testimonials have been stolen. A lot of them are fake. Pictures were stolen from my website. Looking at that website, people see, oh, my God, this is a total, total pirate. So now what do? You're looking back and forth. Well, you know, how do I really find out what's right? I'm giving you the information right now. You can talk to anyone who has ever done cash gifting or who's in it right now, and they will tell you those are the two main distinctions. The two main distinctions when it comes to if you're going to do cash gifting. Number one, if you jump into a cash gifting program that is newly started, or even if it's been around for a year or two, but you have people behind the scenes that can only make it work if they can steal and copycat from the geniuses in the marketplace who have been doing it for years, what's going to happen if they take, you know, if you take the genius out of the marketplace? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Right now, the programs that are up that are copycatting me and they have a little bit of the market share that they're allowed to get, what's going to happen if I take my program out of the marketplace and now I'm gone? There's no more Q. There's no more EchoSolv. They're going to say, yeah, you know, great, this guy is gone, and, you know, now we can, you know, we can get the whole market now, and, you know, we can get tons of people in because now he's not doing it anymore. But then when that happens and now there's nobody else to copycat and there's nobody else who has the legal structure behind them to make that work, what's going to happen when in a few months the servers get shut down because the Fed step in? What's going to happen? These are the things that's going on right now. So, you know, make sure that before you make a decision to get into any cash gifting program, it does not have to be EchoSolv. Those are the two things you want to know. Who's behind it and what's the documentation? Besides that, what type of legal structure do you got going on? Hey, if I get a cease and desist letter, do you have a legal team that can handle that for me? Can you give me that advice that's going to get me out of that hot water? Or are you going to run? Because that's basically what happens. But again, in 9 years, no legal troubles, no cease and desist letters, no FBI warrants. Because this is what happens when all that stuff comes down. Remember, these guys have your information. They have your name, your address, your telephone number. And guess what happens? When the feds step in, kick down the door, take the computers, okay, confiscate all of that information, who else do you think they're going after? You. In 9 years, the veil has never been pierced in EchoSolv. All information has stayed private. No list has ever been sold. No one has ever had to step into a courtroom. I don't even think I need to say anymore. This is Q, the cash gifting expert. Take care.